Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday evening, July 21st, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of business and corporate news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Tech Media Breaks, SagTech Global Limited, NASDAQ T, revenue jumps 144% as net profit more than triples in H1 2025. SagTech Global Limited, traded on NASDAQ under SagT, saw a significant 144% increase in revenue, reaching $11.4 million in the first half of 2025. Net profit also surged by 308% to $1.86 million. The growth was driven by software subscriptions and a 237% rise in product sales, including food ordering kiosks and power bank stations. EBITDA climbed 205% to $2.47 million, with a cash position of $454,000, supported by $7.2 million in financing. CEO Kevin Ng highlighted SagTech's success in Malaysia's digital economy and commitment to expanding in Southeast Asia. SafePro Group Inc., SPI, earns buy rating, $8 price target from Litchfield Hills. SafePro Group Inc., listed on NASDAQ, has earned a buy rating and an $8 price target from Litchfield Hills Research. The company's AI-based software, tested in Ukraine for over 2 years, aids in drone-enabled landmine detection. SafePro's revenue has surged by 140% in the past year, with plans to secure funding tied to the U.S. One Big Beautiful Bill Act. The company has also filed patent applications globally for its AI threat detection technology. SafePro Group focuses on defense, homeland security, and humanitarian applications, utilizing its Spotlight AI platform to detect small, hazardous objects like landmines. With shares closing at $3.66, the $8 price target suggests a potential upside of over 160%. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Investor News Breaks, Onar Holding Corp., OTQB, Onar, appoints former MDC CEO Scott Kaufman as board chairman. Onar Holding Corp. has appointed Scott Kaufman, former chairman and CEO of MDC Partners, as chairman of its board of directors, bringing over 30 years of leadership in marketing, media, and digital innovation. Kaufman's appointment signifies a new phase of growth and M&A activity for Onar. The company aims to scale its marketing tech platform for mid-sized brands and expand its global agency network through both organic growth and acquisitions. For more information about Onar, visit their website at w.onar.com.
New machine learning model predicts cancer severity, aids treatment planning. Polish and Brazilian researchers have developed a new machine learning model that accurately predicts cancer severity, aiding in treatment planning. By identifying specific proteins in tumor cells, the model can predict tumor aggressiveness, allowing for personalized cancer treatments. This advancement could lead innovative treatments from companies like CNS Pharmaceuticals Inc. As tumor aggressiveness becomes easier to predict, physicians can better tailor treatments for their patients, improving outcomes and quality of care.
Gold rally intensifies as juniors race toward production. Gold's surge beyond $3,300 per ounce reflects deepening investor skepticism about the global financial system. Lafleur Minerals Inc. is fast-tracking its transformation from explorer to producer in Canada's largest gold-producing region. Other forward-focused mining companies include SSR Mining Inc., New Gold Inc., and K2 Gold Corp. Network Newswire is a specialized communications platform providing financial news and content distribution for private and public companies. With a vast network of wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, and social media distribution, NNW helps companies reach a wide audience of investors, influencers, consumers, and journalists.
Mining News Breaks. Fathom Nickel Inc., NF5, OTCQB, FNICF, launches summer program at Go Kajar Lake. Fathom Nickel Inc. has launched a 3-week summer program at the Gochiger Lake Project in Saskatchewan following delays due to regional wildfires. The geological crew has completed a 3.5 kilometer trail and a 100 meter grid to support future geophysical work. The program includes mapping and sampling in areas with strong multi-element anomalies, with 4,000 soil samples to be collected, including nickel values up to 1,650 parts per million. Fieldwork will target potential outcrops and priority zones identified by a 2008 VTEM survey. Royalty Management Holding Corporation continues to expand rare earth-focused investments, targeting disruptive technologies and partnerships. Royalty Management Holding Corporation, a forward-leaning royalty company, continues to expand rare earth-focused investments, targeting disruptive technologies and partnerships. The company has sponsored investments in novel technologies for platinum metal group refining, rare earth magnet manufacturing, and structured investments in the NEORE SBA rare earth mine. CEO Thomas Sov highlighted the company's diverse portfolio of investments in the rare earth and critical mineral sectors, including partnerships with companies like Advanced Magnet Labs. AML, a leader in magnet technologies, has made significant strides in reshaping the industry by producing rare earth magnets domestically and cost-effectively. Royalty Management is evaluating other transformational investments in the industry to break China's monopoly. NEORE SBA's Lamarigen project, in partnership with ReElement Technologies, aims to commercialize rare earth elements through localized processing and refining. Royalty Management also holds an investment in ReElement Technologies, a provider of high-performance refining capacity for rare earth and critical battery elements. For more information, visit Royalty Management's website.
Silvercorp Metals Inc., SVM, targets copper market entry with El Domo project in Ecuador. Silvercorp Metals Inc. is targeting the copper market entry with its El Domo project in Ecuador. Copper prices surged 17% last week following U.S. President Donald Trump's announcement of potential 50% tariffs on the metal. The global copper market is projected to reach $253.82 billion by 2029, driven by the increasing demand for electric vehicles, renewable energy, and infrastructure investment. Silvercorp's El Domo project is set for production by late 2026, supported by strong cash flow from its silver operations in China. With expectations of a significant rise in copper demand, Silvercorp Metals is strategically growing and diversifying its portfolio in the critical time for the copper market.
Biomed News Breaks, Nanovirucides, NYS American, NNVC reports breakthrough measles drug success in humanized animal study. Nanovirucides Inc. announced successful results for NV387 in treating measles, increasing survival by 130% in humanized mice. The drug targets over 90% of human pathogens by mimicking human cell features. With measles cases rising globally and vaccine coverage declining, the company stressed the urgent need for a therapeutic option. NV387 is poised to be the first drug for measles treatment, according to NLR Dewan, PhD. For more information on Nanovirucides Inc., visit their website at nanovirucides.com.
AI News Breaks Safe Pro Group Inc. NASDAQ SPAI integrates AI object detection with U.S. Army recon drones. Safe Pro Group, listed on NASDAQ as SPI, has integrated its AI object detection models into drone platforms selected for the U.S. Army's short-range reconnaissance program of record. The technology, proven in Ukraine, can identify over 150 threat types and is scalable across real-time and cloud-based platforms. SafePro is now working with DoD stakeholders and integrating its SPOT-D system into the TAC ecosystem to enhance force protection under increased defense spending authorized by the OBBA. SafePro Group specializes in AI solutions for security and defense, providing advanced situational awareness tools globally. For more information, visit their newsroom at ibn.fm/spi. Tech Media Breaks, secure private data LILTI, SQR, OFSC GDT0, grant stock options and shares to officers, directors, and consultants. Secure Private Data Limited announced the grant of 4.5 million stock options to officers and directors, exercisable over 5 years at 15 cents. and another 4.5 million options to consultants, exercisable over 12 months at Cobble Levin. Additionally, 361,111 restricted shares will be issued to arm's-length service providers at CA 10 cents per share. All issuances are subject to regulatory and board approvals. Secure's services benefit from stringent Swiss data protection laws, as it is hosted exclusively in Switzerland. For more information, visit Secure's website at www.secure.com. Tech media breaks. Titan Partners Group LLC facilitates a $105 million equity raise for Gorilla Technology, NASDAQ. Titan Partners Group LLC, a division of American Capital Partners, is facilitating a $105 million equity raise for Gorilla Technology Group, Inc., NASDAQ, GRRR. The offering includes 6 million ordinary shares at $17.50 per share and is backed by new institutional investors. Gorilla plans to use the funds for various corporate needs, including working capital and acquisitions. The offering is expected to close around July 2, 2025. For more information on Titan Partners, visit their website. Tech Media Wire is a platform focused on technology companies, providing access to a wide network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications. For more information, visit Tech Media Wire's website. Gold's price ranges as mixed signals keep investors cautious. Gold's price has been fluctuating within a tight range as mixed signals from U.S. economic data leave investors cautious about the economy's prospects. With gold holding above $1,300 an ounce, the metal remains bullish despite the current sideways movement. This uncertainty comes amidst concerns over trade policies from President Trump. Entities like GEMXX Corp., OTC GMZ, engaged in gold mining and processing, may not be greatly affected by the current price fluctuations. For more updates on GEMXX Corp., visit the company's newsroom. Rocks and Stocks provides deep insights into the mining industry, offering a platform for companies to reach a wide audience of investors and consumers. Why this undervalued gold junior could shine as markets shift. Lahontan Gold, led by CEO Kimberly Ann, is poised for success with over 2 million ounces of open-pit gold potential and no debt. Recent investor discussions highlighted Ann's track record and commitment to responsible development. With broader gold market dynamics favoring juniors, Lahontan Gold stands out with its insider ownership, path to production, and significant resources in Nevada. As inflation concerns persist and gold prices remain high, the company's focus on hard assets positions it well for long-term investors seeking stability. For more information on Lahontan Gold Corp., visit the company's newsroom. UGI resuming system upgrades in areas around Lancaster General Hospital. UGI Utilities, Inc. is resuming a natural gas main replacement project in Lancaster City, including the area around Penn Medicine Lancaster General Hospital. The project aims to provide safe and reliable service, offering homes and businesses along the route the opportunity to convert to natural gas. Construction will take place Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., impacting travel on streets like North Duke Street and East Frederick Street. Road closures, detours, and traffic delays are expected. Some interruptions to natural gas service may occur, requiring property access for inspection and equipment relighting. Weather and working conditions may affect the completion date, with final paving to follow. Those interested in converting to natural gas can contact UGI at 800-276-2722 or gasconversion@uge.com. UGI Utilities, Inc. serves over 760,000 customers in the area.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.